Madam President, I want to thank Senator McCain, the chairman of the full committee on commerce, and his diligence and insight in this, and also the ranking member, Senator Hollings. He pretty well laid out the facts, and I'm not going to rehash everything that he said because his numbers are right. Also, to my good friend from Oregon, Senator Wyden, we have worked on this thing for 4 years, and it is not an easy piece of legislation to put together. I found out probably the simplest piece of legislation we ever put together, Senator Wyden, was the E-911, which is probably the best public safety piece of legislation that we've ever passed, and it sounded like a no-brainer. It only took 2 years on that, so this one must have been really, really complicated. But I want to thank you for your efforts, and it was a pleasure working with you. Also, two senators that are not on the floor and have not been mentioned is Senator Hatch and Senator Leahy. We appreciate their cooperation in incorporating significantly expanded criminal package in this law. The extent of bipartisan cooperation on issue is no surprise, of course, to us, because given the deluge of spam consumers, what they face in their inboxes every day. So the cost of businesses, the cost to individuals, they're escalating and they're wide ranging. And again, I think the chairman asked a very valid question. Does this piece of legislation protect us from spam? But it can have an effect on people will think twice before they send it. And that's the answer. I have contended all along, as my colleagues on the Commerce Committee have contended, that industry is going to have to come along and get together, talk about the technologies it takes to keep out unwanted mail or some organization or technology that ferrets out the bad people, but would allow some in the industry to be able to send some messages that what would be considered spam today. So I would, this affects especially us in rural areas, in Montana, where we have internet people who have to call long discharge charges to their ISPs. Servers all over the country have a difficulty in blocking spam. And they're telling us that you're just jamming up our system. The CAN-SPAM bill empowers consumers. It grants additional enforcement authority to the Federal Trade Commission to take action against spammers. It also allows states' attorney generals to take action if they see fit. The bill also provides additional tools to end this online harassment, allowing users to remove themselves from mass email lists and imposing steep fines for up to $3 million on spammers. In cases where outright deception is involved, penalties will be unlimited. I think that's a big point. The chairman also brings up another point as far as unwanted and pornographic mail coming down, but also in my state of Montana, there is something else that is emerging when it comes to the protection of our children, and that is sexual predators. And this has to deal with how they work in our homes with our children. So there are a couple of amendments. We'll deal with those as they come up. I have a constituent in Montana. If you don't think it doesn't cost companies money, Jeff Smith, who built a cutting-edge fiber hotel in Missoula, Montana, is telling me it costs his business about $300,000 a year just on unwanted spam. His company is worth $2.5 million, so his costs are real. And also, I would say that not only do we pass legislation, but I'll be participating in an iSafe conference in Billings on Friday, in Billings at Castle Rock School on how do we deal with this unwanted mail and pornographic mail that comes into our homes on the internet. And again, I want to thank my chairman, Senator McCain, and his patience. I know I've worn him out a couple of times. He yells back though, pretty good. But nonetheless, we have taken the limit. And again, I want to thank my friend from Oregon too, who has worked very, very hard on this issue. And I yield the floor.